Hey everybody, this your girl Shawana. I know it's been a while, been a little busy with this new job and stuff, but I'm still excited by doing this podcasting thing. Still excited by my exit moving, letting go and letting God take control. I'm up early this morning, got a lot to say. Just want to say some encouraging words this morning with all that's going on. I hope everyone is doing well. And like I say, I hope what I say for these little snippets is something that can help someone, to encourage somebody right now. That's all I want to do this morning, is just say some words of encouragement. Having our faith, you know, staying focused. Because there's a lot going on in the world right now. We're under a pandemic right now. So, like I said, I just want to say some encouraging words, and hopefully something that I can say can bless somebody and lift somebody up. So, all I want to talk about is staying focused right now. That's my topic, is staying focused and keeping our faith. Like I said, right now, we're going in a crisis, or we're in a pandemic right now with this coronavirus. And it's pretty much hit all 50 states right now. Where I live, it's hitting hard. The numbers are growing every day. The job that I have is shut down. And so I'm at home every day trying to keep myself safe. Because, you know, I do have some underlying health issues such as bronchitis and anemia. And they say, you know, people like me and the elderly, we're very, you know, our immune system is pretty much, you know, we can catch the virus and it doesn't look good for us. So I'm trying to keep myself safe at home and keep things sanitized and clean. Only go out when I have to, until I'm able to go back to work. Excuse me. But this morning, you know, I just been looking at the news and seeing everything that's going on across the nations, across the world. And all I can say is we have to keep our faith in God at this time and moment. This is a test of our salvation right now. Because only God is in control of this, and he's the only one that can take this away. And you know, scripture has said the last will be first and the first will be last. And right now, the last is first. And I know a lot of y'all are going to be like, what is she talking about? The last is first right now. The very people that we look down on is the one that's keeping this country going. Our nurses, our doctors, our restaurant workers, our janitors, they're the one that's keeping this world afloat right now as we go through this pandemic of this coronavirus. You know, our restaurant workers, those are coming out every day to serve food in a lot of these restaurants that are closed down, but they have the drive-through open, or you can come and do takeout. They're risking their lives to cook and have food for you. Our nurses are getting up every day, going to the hospital, treating these patients that are infected with the virus, and doctors as well, and trying to keep themselves safe, not to bring it back home to their families. Those very workers, these janitors that are cleaning these buildings that are closed down right now because of the virus, that they're sterilizing and cleaning these facilities so the other workers can come back to work. Those are the people that are last, but they're first right now. You know, we don't want to give raises to these people or even insurance to them, but here they are, going every day, risking their lives for us to keep this country going. And I say, we got to pay attention. God is speaking in volumes right now. And it's all in scripture. Everything that's going on right now is in scripture. And those of us that are true believers, we understand what's going on. We know what's going on. And all we're doing is trusting and believing in the process, because it's a process we're going through. This is a season. And once God is pleased, he's going to take all of this away. Because right now, he's angry. of how this world is going, how we've been treating one another, how we've been living, and we're not been doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, God gave a great commission to us Christians to go out there and save souls, and we haven't been doing our job. And I'm just going to break it down. Churches, we haven't been doing our job. We haven't been out there bringing people to Christ and living our lives like we're supposed to. Set an example. We have not. We've been following along with the world and doing everything what the world doing instead of doing what God say do. We have been treating one another right, loving one another. We've been hating and killing. We've been doing all of that. Looking down on one another, taking, robbing, and stealing. We've been doing it all. And now look. Here we are. We're in a pandemic. We run into the stores, buying up everything like this is the end of the world. Instead of just getting on our knees, praying to God, saying, Lord, keep us safe. Please take this away. Forgive me for my sins. I understand. Bring us back. Make us better. That's what we need to be doing. And I know I've been guilty. I know I've fallen short. But the thing about it, Lord, the thing about it, you know, I get on my knees and I ask, Lord, forgive me, because we all fall short of His glory. Nobody's perfect. But we have to be willing to admit that. We have to be willing to accept our flaws and ask the Lord to forgive us and take ownership of what we've done. And that's what we got to do. The Lord said that He will let locusts come across His land. He will stop the rain from coming from heaven. Only if we just bow down to Him and ask Him to forgive us, and He will take all of this away. It's in Scripture. That's all we got to do. But we stubborn. And the thing about it, a lot of us are not taking this serious. Things are shutting down around here. People are out of jobs. People are dying every day. And people are not taking it serious. Because they're not taking God serious. And that's something that we're going to have to start doing. We got to start believing. Because this is a time right now while we're all sitting at home, quarantined, and can only go out certain places. This is a time that you need to reflect on your salvation. Looking at man in the mirror, as I always been saying in all my other podcasts, that man in the mirror, we got to look at ourselves. We got to look at ourselves and our lives. And we got to definitely do better. We do. Because this is a test of many tests that are coming. So that's all I was talking about. We have to keep our faith. Keeping our faith. Staying strong and staying focused on God right now. That's my subject for today. Keeping the faith, staying focused on God right now. Because He's the only one that can stop everything that's going on. Only one that can heal us, heal this land, heal our family members, our loved ones, everything. He can stop it all. He's the doctor, He's the lawyer, He's the everything right now that we need to get through this. And we really got to look at ourselves and change our ways. How we treat ourselves. How we treat others. How we move forward after this. So, that's all I want to talk about for this little snippet. Just to get some encouraging words that please stay focused on God right now. Get on your knees and pray. And ask Him for healing. Ask Him for forgiveness. Ask Him to cleanse your heart to love. And for us to help one another through this time. Because He's the only one. He'll make a way out of no way. And I just pray for everybody. And that's all I wanted to say for these little snippets. Just some encouraging words. So just to stay focused on God right now. Stay focused and pray for one another. Love one another and help one another in this time of need. Because it's going to take us all. Staying focused on God. And when God is pleased at what he's seeing, then he will change the outcome of what's going on right now. He will. And those that believe it, you know it. You know it. So I hope everyone have a great Sunday morning. And just stay focused on God right now. You know, pray. Love one another. Help one another. And as I said earlier, the last is first right now. And those people that's going out sacrificing every day, working to keep this country going, going to these hospitals, serving to help those that are infected, going to these restaurants, cleaning these facilities, we especially need to pray for them and their families right now. And really look at ourselves in the mirror. And ask God to forgive us and for him to heal this land and country and change our hearts and minds. So everyone have a happy Sunday. And again, my ex is moving. Let him go and let God take control. Because that's what's going on right now. We got to let God take control of this and trust and believe in the process. Because we're in a process and it's going to end. It's going to end. So y'all have a happy Sunday. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.